Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels, and this is Tari. How are you? I wanted to say welcome to the show tonight, and I'm glad you guys are here. And we've got some people logging on now. So welcome, Miami people and Fort Lauderdale people and people from all over the U.S. So it's good to have you here tonight. Anyway, I wanted to take a moment to listen. I am an angel coach, and I've been able to see and talk to angels since I was 3 years old. How cool is that, right? I thought everybody could do that, and I soon realized that not everyone can do that. So I grew up in North Carolina, and I was like one of nobody. And so, but the angels were really kind, and they guided me, and they told me to go, you're going to help people find their power, find their angel, and be able to really live a life of prosperity. I was like, hey, that's kind of cool. And I got that message when I was six years old. And, actually younger than that, but I really remember it then. And then they told me my grandfather was going to get shingles, and I didn't know how to say it very well, you know, when I was three. And about 2 weeks, I went and told my mom, and I said, Grandpa's going to get shingles. And about 2 weeks later, he ended up getting shingles. So bad. And my mom goes, how did you know that? I go, well, the angel told me and my guides told me. So what I want to start out with is to let you guys know is that you always have angels around you. And I'm going to specifically talk about archangels tonight, and who they are and what they do and how you can have them help you in every area of your life, from romance to life purpose to help you losing weight. To help you with your health, to help you with money. I mean, you can never be too rich, too thin, too much love, or, you know, so I just want to make sure that you know that. So we're going to talk about them all. And the one thing I really want to do is I got some great people in my life, and I want to give them a kudos and a thanks to them. Elba, she is translating tonight, and I'm so grateful for her. She's so lucky to spend she's so lucky to speak Spanish and also English, and so I am really grateful to have her translate this show tonight. So thank you, Elba. I appreciate that so very much. And then of course we've got a lot of other people on tonight that are well. So all of you appreciate that so very much. Let's get started. So the archangels. The archangels are, there are seven of them that I'll talk about tonight. And there's Archangel Raphael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Michael, which most of us know, Archangel Michael, Gabriel, Jophiel, Raziel, and Samuel, Archangel Michael. And so we'll talk about them all. So if you have love issues, Archangel Samuel is wonderful. Okay, so if you are somebody that wants a great soulmate or enjoys or would like to find great love, Archangel Samuel is going to do that for you. Now, if you have a question, I want to make sure that you press 1 on your phone, and then I'll take your question. Okay, 2 as well. So, and then you also have Archangel Michael. Most of you guys know who Michael is, right? He is amazing. He helps you with life purpose. He will give you strength and motivation. If you ever just needed courage and you felt like you were so afraid of something and you didn't know how to get through it, maybe starting a new job, maybe, dealing with issues in a relationship or having such fears about your health or fears about money, Michael is wonderful to call on. He will help you. I'm going to give you a story and about Michael so you guys will be really clear on who he is. Michael, I have a friend of mine who was super afraid. She was going through a lot in her life, and she was breaking up a relationship. And so what happened with Michael is she called on him one night, and in the middle of the night, she woke up and had this dream that he was there with her. And he came to her in a dream, and he said, don't worry. I've got your back, and you're going to meet someone new, and you know what? And he goes, let the old go so the new can come in. So that's a real big message. I think that some of us with angels, you know, we're so afraid to let the old go because that's all we know, and I get you. But, you know, her own experience was when she let her old boyfriend go, then the new was able to come in. And so I have another friend of mine who's a client. She had weight to lose, right? Anybody ever had weight to lose? I think we all have more weight to lose after January, right? In January, there's a holiday. But she... And it was really affecting her and her job. And she really prayed and meditated with Michael. And I'm going to share this with you. And Michael helped her lose the weight that she needed to lose. Okay, he said, he showed her, he says, this person is going to come in your life. And when she was meditating, she did meditate once. She started a meditation that she did consistently every day. And I'll share how you can do that so Michael can help you. She shared how she could, you know, how she could attract somebody in her life and, you know, and also get lean and slim. And she did. And meditation and meditation and working. And about 9 months later, she met the man of her dreams, and she met the man of her dreams when she was working out in the gym. She would have never been working out in the gym if she hadn't had enough courage to get started. You know what I mean? To make things happen. And Michael helped her with that. She goes, I credit Michael for being walking with me and holding my hand. She goes, and you guys know how it is to lose weight. So that's a couple of things there. Archangel Shamuel, how about him? Isn't he wonderful? He helps you with soulmate relationships, strengthening them, and also he helps you with finding lost things. I have a friend of mine. I'm giving you stories so you guys can relate to it, so because I think I can tell you all about them. But if you know, maybe you can relate to some of the stories I'm sharing with you, because I have tons of them. I've been doing this for so long. But she goes, well, I've lost something. And I go, well, Diane, what'd you lose? She goes, my soulmate. I was like, you've never had one. She goes, that's what I'm saying. And so Archangel Shamuel, she started working with him in the morning, meditation, and in the evening, and really started to feed her mind with good things, you know, how to be. She said, I got this message, Tari. And I said, what message did you get? She goes, it came from Archangel Shamuel. I said, how did it come? She goes, I was meditating, and then I fell back asleep. And he said, instead of trying to get the right person, become the right person. I was like, oh, that's huge. And instead of getting the right person, try to become the right person. And I said, well, how do you do that? And she said, I'm not sure. And she goes, but I'm continue meditating with Archangel Shamuel and, of course, God in a higher part of herself. And lo and behold, she, you know, she attracted the guy of her dreams because she started really, she started really looking at herself and how she could be better. And she got a new position, which allowed her to work with kids. And then she met a single dad. And, you know, one thing led to another. And here they are, you know, 5 years later, and they're married. So those are, isn't that cool? Archangel Shamuel. So he strengthens soulmate relationships. He helps you find your soulmate. And also he helps you find lost things. So I've lost my keys. Can you believe that? And the psychic who loses her keys. So, and I'll say, Shamuel, please help me, because you get so stressed. And I, the other day I did that, and I found them. They had fallen, you know, in one of those odd places because I had dogs, and they did. And so anyway, long story short, I found my keys. I was able to get to my appointment on time. So those are a couple things that Shamuel does. Michael, strength, courage. He also helps you with motivation, life purpose. All right, so do you know that all you guys that are listening now or who will listen to it later have a life purpose? How cool is that, right? And, you know, what's your life purpose? Do you ever wonder about that? Will you meet your mate, or is it something that you'll do with your soulmate if you haven't found him or her or looking for him or her? Finding your life purpose is amazing, okay, because there's a bigger reason than a lot of us know why we're here. And I think, this is what I've been told, is we plan this life before we ever get here. And so, and you're like, how could I plan to marry or have this boyfriend or have this girlfriend or have this wife or have this husband? I would have never planned that. You do, okay? So I'm going to share this with you. A lot of times we learn by contrast, right? We know what up is because we have down. We know what good is because we have not so good. So we learn more about ourselves when we go through hard times, come out of it, and feel like that we're amazing and that we succeed, okay? And so that's a couple things. As I said, if you have a question, you press one and I'll take your question. If not, I understand. I'm going to say this too, by the way. I'm giving you all these angels and angel coaches. My organization, what we've done is we have put an angel, we have put many guide together. Whitney, my our IT person and psychic too. She's so amazing. She recovered from cancer, and she's got some great stories with that about God, her higher self, telling her that she would recover and what she was going to go through and that she was going to make it through, and she's such an inspiration to us all. And she's here. Anyway, so that's what I'm sharing with you guys. So anyway, getting back to some of the people that are good, that we have listening in now, you just press one, and if you don't want to press one, I understand. Okay, there you go. Here we go. Let's go. All right, first question. Hi, this is Tariq. Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hello?
Good. Yes.
This is Tariq. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Gisela.
Beautiful name, Gisela. Who is your, do you want to know who your archangel is? And what kind of question do you have? So I'm going to tell you who I feel around you. Okay, if that's okay. And who's talking to me now? Is that all right if I share that with you?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. Michael. Your family angel is Archangel Michael. Strength and courage. You guys, we travel in soul families, believe it or not, right? And you're like, would I ever have this sister or this brother? You would. You guys came together. I'm just teasing. But Archangel Michael is with you. He is helping your family settle settle a karma bond between all you guys. And you have Archangel Gabriel. Are you a teacher of sorts, or what do you do for a living, or what would you like to do?
I'm a health professional.
A health professional? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Are you a nurse or a doctor or something like that? Okay, good. Well, do you teach people, or do you teach them by your example, or what do you do, or what's your question? Are you on the right path, or do you want to meet a person? Tell me what your question is, and I'll answer it. But Archangel Gabriel's around you, and he or she, I see her as a woman. You may see her as a, feel her as a male. It doesn't really matter. It's just higher energy. But she helps you get your work out there. She also helps you communicate with people. I know in your profession it's probably very difficult sometimes. You're a health professional, nurse, doctor, lab. What do you do? Is that okay if I ask, or is that not cool?
I'm a pharmacist.
Oh, my goodness. You have to deal with a lot of people. You can't make any mistakes either. What do you want to know? Do you want to need a, tell me what you're looking to. You have a question. I can feel it. What kind of question do you have?
I'm just overall very unhappy, and I have family problems, and
okay. It's
good to know Archangel Michael is trying to resolve them, because I think it's weighing me down from progressing forward. Like, I can feel their energy on me.
I agree with you. If you go to facebook.com/angelcoaches and sign up for our newsletter, or you can go to angelcoaches.org and sign up for it. Don't worry, you guys. They're saying they're 60 seconds, but just stay on. We've a scenario that we have here. And if on the web, if you get logged off, I promise you I will help you guys. But if you, Archangel Michael is working with you, but if you go to our site angelcoaches.org, or you go to facebook.com, you get an angel coaches mini guide. It's free. It goes over all the angels, and that will help you, okay? Gabriel's working with you. Michael's working with your family to resolve that karma that's between you guys. I'm going to say it more because that's what's coming up, and most people don't understand that. But you have an angel with you, okay? So if you go down my mini guide, and it's free. When you sign up for a newsletter, you get it for free, and it's not hokey. It's something really nice, and stuff. So just know that. Does that make sense to you? Does that make you feel better? I hope. Yeah, kind of. Sort of.
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to help me resolve my karma with my family because, I mean, I feel like there's a ton of cords and attachments, and I mean, I need to move on with my life.
Spirit cords.
Yeah, do they have any other messages for me?
You're going to resolve that. You're a healer, which you know. You're also a teacher. The other thing I feel is that your career is going to take, in about 2016, it's going to take a different turn. Okay, not a bad turn, a good turn, where you're doing more, you're helping people more. But one of the things is that to do that, you're learning and learning how to resolve conflict, and working with your family, doing this that you're doing now. Okay, do you understand what I'm saying? So working with them. The other thing is, are you dating anyone?
No, I'm not.
I'm married to. Okay. I thought I had to ask that question because people get really annoyed. Of course I'm dating someone, like, and they're really not, or they're like, you know, what is she going to tell me? I feel like there's a person for you, too, as well. Gabrielle's bringing that to you. And it looks like it's coming in the next few months, okay? This is really important. Cutting the etheric cords, which Michael helps you do, you know, in the situation, really learning to observe it instead of becoming emotionally involved with it. Do you understand what I'm saying by that? And observe it. It's like watching the movie rather than being the character in the movie. And that takes practice. And then meditation, too, as well, to attract your soulmate. Angel coaches, and look on our past shows. I put one to soulmate. It's free. And it's a meditation. If you're meditating already, just add that to your meditation list, okay? That's something. Now, but it's in the next few months. It's based on you really cutting the etheric cords, learning to observe it, because I'm giving the vision is the guy, or the person, sorry. The other thing is that the karma, your family karma, Michael's working with you, Gabriel's working you in with you individually, okay? And so just know that. But to work on the family karma by not getting involved in it where you're emotional, but where you're observing it and where you observe it rather than be a part of it, because that way your calm energy will help change things. Okay. So I know families, I do that with my cousin. He and I got a big argument today. I go, I'm just observing you now, and I'm just experiencing being now, whatever you talk to me, but way, I understand. But you have a wonderful angel connection there. Your career's changing, though, a little bit, okay? So I know you like being a pharmacist, but it's going to be more. You're a light worker, too, okay? And so you're here to help the masses. Your family's showing you how to do that, okay? Believe it or not, right? You try to raise them right, then you have to let them go, right? So I hope that helps you. And go to Angel Coaches. Facebook.com/angelcoaches and download the mini guide there by signing up for the newsletter, and then you'll get our newsletters, and it'll be good. All right, so I hope that helps you. Anyway, do you have any other questions?
No, that's all. Makes a lot of sense.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. And like I said, if you want to do a reading with me, private reading, I do those too as well. So make sure to tell you guys that this weekend, I'm doing any readings that I do with sessions, I'm donating a part of the proceeds to the breast cancer. So because everybody's been doing this, I kind of need to do something. So let me do that this weekend. So anyway, thank you very much. Beautiful name, by the way. Where are you from? What part of the world, country are you from?
I actually live down here in Miami.
Oh, do you? Okay, cool. To talk to you. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Anybody else have a question? Feel free to hit one and hit one and let us know what's going on. I'm going to continue. Do you guys have he's all about healing. Men, women, children, dogs, animals. I got to tell you this. I'll put this on Facebook, facebook.com/angelcoaches. But Raphael woke me up about a year ago, maybe 8 months, and I put it there already. And he said, I want you to share this message with everybody. He goes, all you have to do is ask me to help and walk this path with me, and I'm gonna help you heal on a physical level, anybody. And I was like, wow, that's kind of cool, right? And so a friend of mine started working with him, and some of you guys know her. She's healed herself of Lyme's disease. And I had sugar issues, and I don't have sugar issues anymore. And it's not something that you do casually. You do it. You take it, and you got to be consistent with it. So Archangel Raphael, as I said, he's in that Mentally Angel Guide. All you have to do is log in and facebook.com/. Or you go to angelcoaches.com. Right, but it has Archangel Raphael's how to contact him, all the angels I'm talking about tonight, how to meditate with them, and how to work with him on a daily basis. And that's what she did. She worked with him on a daily basis, and that's really what changed her. You know, where she was able to heal herself of that disease. And as I said, I had sugar issues, and they were very severe. I was super sick, and I was laying in the back of an ambulance, right? I'll go into more detail. And then these angels came, and one of them was Archangel Raphael, and I was so sick, you guys. They were taking me in, and I was with my father. I had been traveling around the U.S. This was back in 2010. And these two angels, and one of them was Raphael, and I saw Jesus to you because I thought I was dying. Everything was shutting down, and they were rushing me to the emergency room. Anyway, I remember them telling me, they go, you can heal yourself. I was like, well, you're here. Why don't you do it? And, right, because remember, I've been seeing him since I was three. Anyway, long story short, I realized that, you know, some people say to achieve a goal is the most important thing. It's really not. It's the person you become while you're achieving the goal. So the person I'm becoming while I was achieving the goal has been so, so cool. So anyway, and then I healed myself, and we all have that ability. And so angelcoaches.org, and you can download our MIDI guide. Anyway, so I have first three extensions, 540 here. And hi, this is Tariq. And you're here, you're live. How can I help you? Can you hear me? Sometimes that's an issue, right? Hello? Okay. If you want to talk to me, you're on the air and you're live. So anyway, going on a little bit more. So I told you about Raphael. You know, you guys, how many of you guys are like, you want to know your life purpose? I mean, that can be such a, and maybe we're a teacher, healer, I love the book I wrote, and I co-wrote it with a friend of mine, and I knew I was supposed to write a book, right? And, but, you know, how did I get to write the book? Because I knew about it years ago, and I'm writing another one now. But one of the things that I learned to write then when I was writing the book that I didn't know before, everything is, you know, you have to take steps to do it and clean up your, you have to do is just clean up your own life. And I say that because I've had to do that myself. So as I started working and I believed in myself more, right? You guys ever doubt yourself? Oh my gosh, don't we all? Then, you know, I was able to put that book together, and it came together in design and perfect timing. And now there's book two, Men Chase, Women Choose, believe it or not, ladies. How many of you guys have ever wanted the perfect or she's not around? Because, I talk to men and women both. And we got to remember something. You know, I'm old school. I'm from North Carolina, the Deep South, and I think that's a lot like the Latin community. We, you know, we're raised to get married and raise children and be a great mom, wife, and business person. That's what we're here to do, and support our man, and our men support us. Right? Sounds great when I say it, but realized, too, that I had to do a lot of forgiveness work before I could write my book, before I could get my radio show, before I could do a lot of different things. And so one of the reasons I feel when I got sick, it made me slow down and I could look at things and know what I needed to do. And so that's what the angels say to us. Slow down. Enjoy your life. Raphael says, slow down. Get in sync with me. Get in, you know, and I'm going to put his .com/angelcoaches. That's also where you can sign up for the newsletter. That's also where you can sign up to get your, you know, when you sign up for the newsletter, you get your free mini guide of how to work with all these angels. So if you want to ask a question, press 1. I'm here and I'll answer your question. Hi, do you want to ask a question? Okay. I'm going to come back to you, and if you do, you can do that. Press 1 on your phone. That's all you have to do. So that I realized too. So a lot of you guys are artists, right? Or you want to know what your life purpose is. And how many of you guys wonder, how do the angels tell you what your life purpose is? How do you figure that out, right? Now I have. And my angel told me, but I still doubt it. You doubt? And so what clear on meditation and centering myself and calming my mind, I was able to receive more information. You know what I mean? And so that's what I'm saying to you. So if you want the guy or you want the girl, you want more cash flow, you want to know your life purpose, start with meditation. And I've put some free meditations on Angel Coach's Blog Talk Radio. You can download them for free. And all you need to do is go to Blog Talk Radio, Angel Coaches, and you can see our past shows. And they're on Tuesday nights. Past few weeks, I've done one. So, you know, to bring a lot of joy, help you with love, help you with prosperity in every area of your life. Okay? So one of the things that I want to really be clear on is if you're looking for healing, the healing really starts with inside. Okay, and if you're looking, and what does that mean? You're like, inside, what do you mean, Tree? One of the things that means is like when you're looking to develop a concept in your life, okay, whether it's family, our young friend, our pharmacist there, sweetheart, whether it's love, the guy or the woman is never the right guy or the right woman. If you look at what's happened in the past, okay, then and you go, well, the only constant in it, I had to do it myself, was me, then it was a chance for me to really clean up in my relationship, my life in relationships. And I wanted a man to spend a lifetime with me, okay, and I couldn't even stand being by myself for a few months, right? So look at that, right? You know, we're always rushing to get into a relationship without looking what needs to be healed in our own life. And you know what, when you stop and take 5 seconds and look at your life and say, okay, I need to really look at it. I want to have that great guy. Remember, my friend, she got that message that she needed to be the right person instead of looking for the right person. So if you're attracting the same kind of guy, there's something that he's mirroring back in you, or the same type of woman, there's something she's mirroring back in you that you need to and be honest and have courage. Call Michael and say, show me what I need to look at. And I promise you, it's inside. It's not outside. I know some of you guys are super beautiful. Well, we all are, aren't we? You know, and so looking at your own life is really key. So we talked about Michael. We talked about Raphael. And I'll put that message out there once again. I'm making sure I tell you guys that. We talked about Michael. Talk about Ariel. I love her. I see her as a woman. You guys may see her as a man. It doesn't really matter. Okay, energy, higher energy, higher energy. Ariel is great for helping you manifest, okay, things in your life. I have a friend of mine that manifested, she's out in California. She's a character. She manifested the job and the man. And let me tell you what she had to do. She had to clean up her act and let how she son as somebody that was a victim, and when she's in her life as a victim, this always happens to me. And when she looked at the law of attraction and she started meditating, and Ariel came to her in a dream and says, you need to really look at your life and look at your son. And she gave her certain things that she needed to look at, and look at your weight, because you're hiding behind your weight. Isn't that crazy? And you got to be ready to hear it. okay, or listen, right? We can hear a lot of things, but are we ready to listen? And so Archangel Ariel came to her and said, look at your son, look at your body, look at your physical health, and how can you attract the guy of your dreams when you look like you do and you feel like you do? And it's not about how she looked, but how she perceived herself to look, right? We want that beautiful person. Until we see ourselves as that, then we're needing a guy or a woman rather than desiring them. And so it's really key, she said, to come from a place of desire. So she started using Herbalife and started doing like working out at, you know, they had a free workout camp or something like that. And she started working out, got in shape, got a great job, okay? And in the great job, her company, super wealthy, can you believe that? He and her became friends, and then they became more than friends, and now they're together. And so that's something that can happen to us all, you know what I mean? And so Archangel Ariel will help you manifest. Also, some of you guys are really connected to the sea life, right, or to the environment. You want to see the ocean, lakes, nature better. I mean, I love that. So Ariel will help you with that if you have a calling to do that. She'll help you open the doors to be that person that you want to be, okay? So Archangel Zachiel also helps with manifesting. I love Zachiel. Can you say that? So I would think of Zachiel and their kid, Zachiel. Yeah, right? And Zachiel is wonderful with manifesting too, also helping you with if some of you guys are getting psychic dreams, are you? Are you having dreams about things that happen or deja vu? Are you not understanding why you're feeling things about your kids, your children? Archangel Zachiel will help you understand that. He gives you, opens up the world of heavenly knowledge. And I don't really believe that I use the word psychic, but you know what it is? It's really about all of us, the veil between us and a higher power, a higher part of ourselves that is connected to God, the angels, because they're like the arms of God. We're tuning into that power within us. And, I've been able to do it since I was a little girl. Some of you guys have been musically talented and, you know, and we all have that talent. We have talent inside of us, music, intuition, like I'm talking about, angel gifts, and we just got to learn to tune into it, okay, and be willing to accept it. So Zachiel will help you with that. He will help you giving you esoteric knowledge or heavenly knowledge. He will help you with manifesting. He is amazing. Amazing. Did I mention that he is amazing? And a lot of people don't know about him, but I really dig him. And so, you know, that's a couple angels that you got there on you too as well. So, as I said, one question, just hit one on your phone. Archangel Metatron and Sandalphon. Archangel Metatron helps these kids are being born now. They have ADHD, they have you know, all these things, children's issues. But maybe they're crystal rainbow indigo children. Guys, look it up if you're wanting to have children. Or maybe you're a crystal rainbow indigo child. Have you always felt like you were a little different than everybody else? I'm telling you, you guys are on this show tonight, and a lot of you are light workers. And I'm here to tell you, you got a special purpose. And I'd love to help you find it. So you got children issues. You have children issues for your kids, or maybe you're a child that has never thought, understood why you're a little different, and you try to fit in, and you just keep that part of you quiet. That's okay. Archangel Metatron is there helping you, your family, children, helping you come into yourself. Also, helps with writing and spiritual understanding. You guys, when you can understand spirituality, and why you're here, and why you keep attracting the same kind of mate, there is a lesson there. I promise you there is. And it's not the guy or the woman, it's you. And I say that because I know that for myself. And when you can totally be happy with being by yourself and come from a place of joy and love and about enjoying who you are as a soul, as a person, then you're going to bring that guy in or that woman in. I promise you without a shadow of a doubt. Okay, and I'm so passionate about that because I do a lot of articles in my book. I mean, there's a law that says he's attracted to me. It's on Amazon. we talk a lot about that with prayers and that you can say in affirmations or sayings that you can say to bring him in. And my grandmother taught me the best affirmation. And she was like a little angel. She was from Ireland. Okay. But she says, when one bus leaves the depot, there's another one ready to come in. And she goes, don't worry, boyfriend, right? And she goes, it's yourself. And when you look at yourself, you're going to only have one boyfriend. I never really understood that. Until you look at yourself, you're only going to have one boyfriend. I was like, okay. So I understand what she means now. And sweet grandmother from Ireland. But anyway, so we talked about Archangel Metatron, okay? And so you know what he does. So you guys, if you are really trusting yourself about things that you're going through, you're a light worker. You have a soul's purpose. And I promise you, it'll be revealed to you. All you have to do is ask. You can get that mini guide because that's going to help you, and it's free. I love anything free, don't you? And then you have Archangel Raguel. You guys ever had arguments in your family or with your boyfriend or girlfriend or your husband or your wife or your children or your friends? Anybody ever had arguments like that they couldn't resolve or they had a hard time resolving? Well, Raguel is great at resolving arguments. Let me explain how that works. When I get upset at somebody, you guys get upset at someone, I get up every morning because I meditate early in the morning and I meditate and I wish them love and light. I send them love and light from my higher self. I don't send it from my personality. I send it from my higher self. And so anyway, Archangel Raguel, I said, I'm having issues with this person. And I was always sending him text apologies, you know. And so the pain in the butt is I was the pain. And anyway. So Raguel really helped me, wishing him love and light. I sent it from my heart to his, and I only spent about 10 seconds on it. But I'm going to tell you something. About 90 days after I did that, I got a message from him, and he helped me in a situation that I will never forget. And I remember thinking, when I found the love inside of myself, and I found the love inside of him, all of the other crap didn't really matter. You know what I mean? And because I was able to look at that and see that, because I'm hard-headed and I'm stubborn, you know, and I'm using myself as this. I hope you guys are okay with this. But I just sent him love and joy from my heart, not from my personality, from my soul. And that's, I just put that intention out there. And then it changed. And he is a sweet soul now, and I will never forget what he did with me. Okay, so that's Raguel. And let's look at some other people here, all right, or some other angels. And I'm going to go over Archangel Haniel. You guys ever want to dance and be graceful about dancing or be graceful in situations? Archangel Haniel is wonderful with that, and she also helps you develop your psychic ability. Do you ever feel like that you have this psychic ability, you just don't have the directions for it? I know how you feel. And it's like you got this great Tesla car, but you don't have the directions how to operate it. And a Haniel will help you with your psychic abilities, your clairvoyance especially, seeing things, but you got to be ready. And she also helps you with grace, having grace, dancing in whatever situation you want to have. And she's amazing. Okay, I see her as a woman. Maybe you guys will see her as a man. It doesn't really matter. So ask for her help. One other thing, I'm just getting this message. Zachiel says, I also help with writing and helping you write your book. Okay, so Gabriel does the same thing with any kind of art that you do. I want to make sure because I don't think I touched on that. And then you have Archangel Sandalphon. And Sandalphon helps with music. So if you want music for meditation, if you like music, ask Sandalphon, say, show me the music that I need to listen to help me put me in a better frame of mind. And maybe it's hip-hop, maybe it's meditation music, it can be anything. I have a friend of mine that wanted to learn how to dance, and she goes, show me how to get the music that will help me learn how to dance. And she thought it was going to be a meditation. Did you guys know what? It wasn't a meditation. It was actually a dance, like step one, step two, dancing. And I know you guys are Latin, and I appreciate you guys. Most of you guys are anyway. You guys know how to dance, come out of the womb doing some amazing dancing. I have two left feet, but I'm learning. And one of the things I ask, my goals is to be able to dance like a Latina beautiful woman, okay, because I don't care if you guys are 8 or 80, you guys are great dancers, so I appreciate you for that. But anyway, so Sandalphon, that's what Archangel Sandalphon helps you with. Archangel Uriel, love Uriel. Do you guys ever wonder about how can I know what things are happening? I feel these things, or having dreams. Archangel Uriel will help with your understanding your dreams, okay? So I want you guys to remember that. Also, Archangel and the weather. Sometimes you guys are having dreams about a weather. I had a friend of mine the other day. She's dreaming about some bad weather and her car being in an accident, and it happened the next day. And I said, you're getting all these dreams. Now just ask for the guidebook to understand them. So when you're getting all these dreams, okay, because you guys are light workers, then you ask, say, show me how to understand them. And Archangel Uriel will do that. And if you're having dreams about the weather, you know, all those kind of things like that, you know, then Archangel Uriel will help you. Also, Archangel Uriel will help you if you're taking tests, okay? Isn't that great? Anyway, I wish he'd have been around when I was taking a test the other day, and he was, right? But I was like, okay, help me with this, you know. And it was something that I had to take, and I was like, okay, and I did really well. But, you know, I think we stress ourselves out, and relaxing is real key here, especially when you're working with the angels. So that's the reason why I meditate early in the morning before anybody gets up, and that helps me. So you guys will find your own. I suggest that you meditate the same time of day if you can, and do it every day, which is key here. Okay, so I talked about Raphael. I talked about Raguel, I think, and resolving arguments, and Raziel, I believe. And if I didn't, I'm going to touch on Raziel now because we're almost done. As have been so kind and patient with me. And Raziel helps with clairvoyance, seeing things, also divine magic. I believe that everybody has power, great power within them. We just have to use it with joy and love, and always come from joy and love, because our Father is always watching us and helping us. And I'd rather have God helping me and helping you, and the angels helping me and helping you, and coming from a place of love rather than anger, okay? So work on the anger within yourself, and then it will resolve a lot of things, and you're going to be able to live a life full of joy and love. Also, Archangel Raziel helps with manifesting too as well. So you got a few of them, Archangel Raziel, Archangel Ariel, you know, and Archangel Michael helps with a lot of that too. So I've given you a lot of different angels tonight, and if I have missed you guys, or, you know, if you have a question for me, then you can call me at 954-636-9401 or hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/angelcoaches, and or hit angelcoaches.org. We're doing a lot of blogging there, and I'm starting a new radio show. You guys, I want to share this with you. I'm not the typical, like, sun, moon, and stars. I mean, you know, I'm a runner, and I'm active, and so I like to for all, you know, to come across like that, because if we're all working on our mind, body, and spirit, then we're being the best we can be, and then we affect everyone around us. You guys have uplifted me today. It's such a joy to be able to do this for you guys, and thank you so very much. And I know we had a little issue here we just got a new studio in, so I apologize about that. And thank you, Elba, for translating. And you guys have been wonderful and amazing, and I hope that you've enjoyed this today, and we'll do it again if you'd like. And but you guys have just been amazing. Thank you, thank you. More than you know, I just want to say thank you so very much. Have a great now. And as I said, if nobody has any questions, I am going to let you guys go, and we will do this again, and you can contact me, but download on any guide, because that's going to help you guys with meditation, connection, and having the best time ever. All right, everybody, take care. God bless, and namaste, and we'll talk to you soon.